Congregational, please stand and turn towards the cross. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for salvation, let us pray to the of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb of God, whose blood set us free to be people of God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first reading for this Easter Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord, is from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. We will now intone the psalm. It's printed in your bulletin.
Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord is exalted, the right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you were being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I have proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I have handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim that you have come to believe. The word of the Lord. Please rise for the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, you have safely brought us to this new day and have given us this opportunity to add our voices to the throngs who shout Alleluia as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for blessing us with this day and this time of worship and praise, and we ask that you would inspire us all to bear witness to the cross and the empty tomb this day and every day. We pray all this in the name of Jesus the Christ, who died and was raised so that we could have new life. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. That feels good, doesn't it? I missed that at the very beginning. Say it one more time. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia,
All right. The long season of Lent has finally come to a close on this blessed morning as we awaken to the news that the tomb has been found empty. Jesus the Christ has been raised, and sin and death are no more. You may remember that I mentioned a few weeks back that I had chosen to give up sweets for Lent this year. I actually made it throughout the entire 40 days without partaking. Well, it's not really a big deal, but I have to say, going through that process did help me stay focused on the meaning of this Lenten season. So it's more of really an aid for the devotional life than it is an accomplishment. However, I do have to say that my willpower was tested each Wednesday night in Lent, because let me tell you what, there were a lot of good-looking, delicious desserts that were there on that table in those midweek meals, and some tried and true recipes and some brand new recipes that were introduced on these nights. Even so, there were a couple of us who steered clear of that end of the table. Who knows what will happen next year? Maybe I'll give something up. Maybe I won't. That's not really important today, because today is Easter, and we are celebrating. I wrote in the last issue of The Fold that Easter falls on the first day of April for the first time since 1956. I know a few folks who have a birthday today, and they weren't even alive back in 56, so that's probably a really big deal for them this year. Plus, April 1st, as you know, is April Fool's Day. An odd combination, I would think, between Easter and April Fool's Day this year, the holiest day of the church year alongside of that day of pranks and jokes and frivolity. Maybe so, but no matter which day it falls in March or April, it is Easter. It is a day filled with high praise and joyous celebration. But then again, on that first Easter, what, some 2,000 years ago, some thought that the women were joking when they came and told the story about finding the tomb empty. They thought they were joking because what they were suggesting was impossible. Jesus had died on the cross. They were there. They witnessed the entire event. And they were there when Jesus was laid in the tomb, wrapped in that linen cloth. And they were there when they saw that giant stone roll in front of that tomb and seal it forever. So yeah, maybe they were joking, but if they were, it wasn't funny, not one bit. But it wasn't joking. They weren't joking. It was really happening. We read, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. See, it wasn't a joke. They saw that the tomb was empty with their very own eyes. Jesus, whom they had seen laid inside this place on Friday, was now nowhere to be seen. His body been stolen? Were they being pranked or deceived? They were beside themselves with fear and questions. So they listen to this person who is inside the tomb, who tells them that Jesus has been raised. They don't know who he is or even what he is. Was he an angel? He didn't say. They didn't know. They didn't ask either. Whoever he was, he told them to hurry up and go and tell Peter and the others the breaking news. So they left, but they didn't go over to Peter's place. They went home, and they kept their mouths shut because they were too afraid of whatever it was that was taking place. Mark writes, so they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Mark's account of the resurrection ends abruptly when compared to the other Gospels. In the other Gospels, the women follow the instructions of the person in the tomb and go and tell Peter and the others, who then come running to see for themselves. But not here in Mark. Mark leaves the story hanging on the fact that these women were afraid and they didn't say anything to anyone. Every time I read Mark's account, I feel like I can relate to the fear that the women must have been experiencing that day, because what they had discovered was not normal. It was supernatural, and they didn't know what to make of it, so they went into hiding. We can understand that. When something different, exciting, or challenging presents itself to us, oftentimes we are overcome with some level of fear. What happens next? How do we deal with this new thing? What does the future hold now? These are sometimes frightening questions for us to ponder because we really don't have the answers, and that can make us really nervous and uncomfortable. So then sometimes we do like the women did, and we go into hiding, so to speak. Keep to ourselves, don't say a lot, or maybe nothing at all, and don't do anything. Well, Mark doesn't tell us what happens next, but fortunately for us, we know the rest of the story. We know that even though they were afraid, the women eventually left their home and started telling everyone about what had happened. We know that Peter and the other disciples eventually headed that way and found that the tomb was indeed empty. And we know that the word of the resurrection spread like wildfire throughout the region. It took a little longer, it seems, in Mark's version of how the events unfolded, but the story concludes the same way. Jesus the Christ had been raised. Jesus had triumphed over sin and death on the cross. Jesus was Lord and Savior, and victory was proclaimed. Now it was time to make sure that everyone heard the news that the resurrection had taken place, and that's exactly what happened next. They told two friends, and they told two friends, and then eventually everyone knew, including all of us. We know that Jesus was raised. We know the victory of the cross. We know that Jesus' death and resurrection have broken the bonds of sin, death, and the power of the devil. We know that we have been made free through our faith in Jesus Christ as risen Lord and Savior, which explains why we're all here so early this morning. We know what happened, and we have come to this holy and sacred space to worship and praise the Savior, Christ the Lord. We're so thankful for that first witness so long ago. We're so thankful that they had the strength and the inspiration and the courage to set their fear aside and to go out there and tell that story. You know, a moment ago I said that everyone knows the story of Jesus' victory on the cross. Well, it turns out that that isn't exactly true. There are people out there who know that it's Easter today, but, well, they're really more focused on the candy and the Easter bunnies and that kind of thing, and not so much on the cross. In other words, we cannot afford to take it for granted that everyone knows that Jesus has saved us from our sin. We have a story to tell so that more and more lives can be changed, transformed, as they come to believe that Jesus is God's only Son, our risen Lord and Savior. Sure, it can be frightening going out there and sharing your story of a life of faith. It's easier to keep that part of our lives under wraps so as we don't risk offending anyone or making anyone feel uncomfortable. While that may be the case, we know that deep inside of our hearts, Jesus has given us the courage and the inspiration to overcome those fears and tell the gospel story of new life and forgiveness. That is our charge as God-fearing Christian believers who love the Lord Jesus with all our heart, to tell the good news story of Jesus and his love. Easter is the most joyful day of the year as we gather to celebrate God's love for us. A love so deep that he gave his only Son so that we could have life. We don't know exactly what happens next after this day of joy and celebration winds down as the day draws to a close. Monday morning will arrive with baskets of candy and eggs lingering around, but even more importantly, we remember that Jesus is still with us. our Lord Jesus will be with us as we take bold steps into the future as faithful people of God. We live as Easter people every day of our lives. We awaken every morning filled with thanks and praise for what Jesus has done for us through his death and resurrection. Easter Sunday is just one day in an entire year, but as followers of Christ, we live as Easter people every day. Well, a little research shows us that we won't have to wait all that long for Easter to once again fall on April 1st. Actually, just 11 short years in 2029. Who knows what awaits us between now and then? The future is filled with endless possibilities as we love and serve the Lord together as the gathered community of believers across the globe. There will be changes, but one thing will remain certain and true and will not change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It's Easter. Jesus has been raised. Our hearts and souls are filled with joy. Sin and death have been defeated. And we are celebrating with worship and praise in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Let us confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
On this day of rejoicing, we pray for the life of the church, the world, and all people in any need. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation of Christ in all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gifts of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God of might, we renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern nations of the world, Lord, in your mercy. For the people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, Lord, in your mercy. For all who work for peace and international harmony, Lord, in your mercy. For all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, Lord, in your mercy. For the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, bring healing and wholeness to all those who are in any need on this day. Hear the names we lift up before you now. Surround them with your love, your grace, and your blessings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, the spring of new and everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Was it a morning like this when the sun still hid from Jerusalem and Mary rose from her bed to tend the Lord she thought was dead? Was it a morning like this when Mary walked down from Jerusalem? Two angels stood at the tomb. There was a the grass sing. Did the earth rejoice to fill you again? Over and over, like a trumpet underground, did the earth seem to pound? He is risen. Over and over, in a never-ending round, he is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Was it a morning like this when Peter and John ran from Jerusalem? And as they raced toward the tomb, beneath their feet was there a tune. Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to fill you again? Over and over, like a trumpet underground, did the earth seem to pound? He is risen. Over and over, in a never-ending round, he is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let us pray. Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, endless is your mercy and eternal your reign. You have filled all creation with light and life. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Through Abraham you promised to bless all nations. You rescued Israel, your chosen people. Through the prophets you renewed your promise. And at this end of all the ages you sent your Son, who in words and deeds proclaimed your kingdom and was obedient to your will, even to giving his life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, gracious Father, with this bread and cup, we remember the life our Lord offered for us. And believing the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast.
Amen.
Send now, we pray, your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of our Lord and of his resurrection, that we who receive the Lord's body and blood may live to the praise of your glory and receive our inheritance with all your saints in light.
Amen. Come,
join our prayers with those of your servants of every time and every place, and unite them with the ceaseless petitions of our great high priest until he comes as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
in peace, serve the Lord.